had the opportunity to sit down with Coach Ross Dalma as the Dort College defenders prepared to take on the Morningside Mustangs. Great Plains Athletic Conference men's college basketball. A tough order for the Dort College defenders this evening. And let's check in with Coach Ross Dalma and hear what he had to say about today's matchup.
Let's talk with Coach Ross Dalma as the Dort College defenders get set to take on the Morningside Mustangs in Great Plains Athletic Conference play this evening. Coach, your team coming off a disappointing performance with Concordia on Saturday. You had chances at the end, obviously, but you put yourself in a bad position, and Concordia made you pay on Saturday.
Yeah, Mike, we didn't come back from the Christmas break real sharp, especially on the defensive end of the floor. Gave up 62% shooting from the floor to Concordia. They attacked us in a number of different ways, and we didn't respond. And we didn't make a late charge, but it was a little too late for that after giving up so much ground earlier in the second half. It'd be very interesting to see how we come back and respond against a very good Morningside team tonight. I think we're going to find out a lot about our character. I'm not saying in terms of a win for a loss if that's going to be the true measuring stick, but just how we come back and fight and show a little bit of resiliency.
Morningside, a team that returns several players from last year's team that made it to the national tournament. They did have some graduation losses, but their guard court, it seems, is about as good as anyone's.
It is, Mike. They're playing guys that have been around in the program for a long time, a lot of seniors, and those guys are very focused. They know what they want to get accomplished this year, and they're very good. They're a team that, right now, you'd put them with the Midland and Dakota Wesleyan. They beat Briarcliff this past weekend and proved that they're an elite team.
How do they attack you? Is it from the outside in? They're getting some production out of their post players as well.
Yeah, they're very balanced. But like you said, their guard court really drives them. They're just very good attacking, especially in transition where we've had trouble with them in the past. And then if they need to get in the half court set, they've got a couple good post players that are really coming along and having very good years for them.
That is Coach Ross Dalma talking about his team, the Dort College Defenders, taking on the Morningside Mustangs here this evening. Still waiting for that women's basketball game in Mitchell to go final, and that one might be headed to overtime. If I'm reading things correctly online, Northwestern hit a long three, and I think they were down three at that point. So it appears they will be headed to OT in Mitchell. We return our attention to this evening's men's college basketball game. Coach Ross Dalma talking about the Morningside Mustangs. The Mustangs, as good as they come in the conference this year, two losses overall and in the league, 13-2 overall, 6-2 in the conference. Their losses are at home to Midland, 85-69, and on the road at Mitchell, 85-68. They have tight wins over Hastings and Northwestern as well, 80-79, and over Northwestern, 84-82. Mustangs have outscored teams 83.9 to 73.5 on average. They've forced 216 turnovers. They've committed 173. They convert just under 50% of their field goals. They allow teams to make 71.7. That should be 41.7%. The Mustangs are getting out rebounded. I should say that's dead even, 36.1 to 36.1. Jim Sykes' team is converting 37.6% of the three-point shot at attempts. Opponents are making 35.5% of their field goals. Morningside's number 14 in the most recent NAI Division II coaches poll. Steve O'Neill leads this Morningside team with a 19.1 points per game average. He makes 46.5% of his field goals, and he has a team-high 47 assists. Kyle Nichols scores 12.3 points per game in just over 16 minutes of playing time, and he takes in 6.1 rebounds per game. Andrew Kristen's scoring average is 10.9. Ryan Techmeyer is 10.7. Nichol makes 72.3% of his field goals. The defender men are 12-5 overall, 4-4 in the conference. They average 87.2 points per game. They allow 75.8 points per contest. They out-rebound teams 39.9 to 29.5. They're converting 49.6% of the field goals they take, but they allow 45.4% success for their opponents. That is the area of concern right now for the defenders. Nathan Rendell scores a team-high 14.3 points per game. He's converting 50% of his field goals. He also takes down 5.6 rebounds and is averaging just under 5 assists per game. Tyler Walterstorff adds 13.5 points per game with 4.6 rebounds. Brian Sumner tosses in 12.1 points per game. He's converting 47 of 104 three-point shots. Leighton Sampson adds 10.4 points per game with a 55.1% success rate. Alex Terpster scores 9.1 points per game. David Denherter is at 8.4. Taylor Feenster is at 7.0. Andrew O'Donnell is good for 5.9 points per game. Morningside men were 81-73 winners over Briar Cliff last week. They converted 55.6% of their field goals and 6 of 12 three-point shots. Kyle Nickel had 21 points and 8 rebounds. Techmeyer added 17. Tanner Miller had 16. Techmeyer and Miller were 6 for 9 from the floor. And Miller was 4 for 4 from the three-point line. The defender men lost to Concordia 42-38. They led them at halftime 42-38. A Concordia 12-0 run midway through the half, though, put Dort College in a position where they were fighting from behind, and they lose by a final of 87-83. Let's take a break and be back with a look at starting lineups and our national anthem right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We will have our national anthem shortly, and this will be sung by a group from Sioux Center Christian Grade School. National anthem performed by a group of about 20 to 30 young ladies from Sioux Center Christian Grade School. I'd like to thank them for adding to this evening's activities. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for the Dort College defenders. They will start number 5, Brian Sumner, a 6'2 sophomore from Ankeny, Iowa. He's averaging 12.1 points per game. Number 13 is Alex Terpstra, a 6'4 sophomore from Highlands Ranch, Colorado, averaging 9.1 points per game. Nathan Rendles is a 6'1 junior from Boulder, Colorado, averaging 14.3 points per game. Tyler Waltersdorf wears number 35. He's a 6'5 senior from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 13.5 points per contest. And David Denherter is a 6'9 senior from Sioux Center, averaging 8.4 points per game. That is the starting lineup for the Dort College defenders: Sumner, Terpster, Rindles, Waltersdorf, and Denherter. For the Morningside Mustangs, they will start number 5, Steve O'Neill, a 6-foot senior from Council Bluffs, Iowa, averaging 19.1 points per game. Number 12 is Ryan Techmeyer, a 6-foot sophomore from Davenport, Nebraska, averaging 10.7 points per contest. Number 24 is Tanner Miller, a 6-1 senior from Gretna, Nebraska, averaging 9.1 points per game. Andrew Kristen is a 6'5 senior from Anselma, Nebraska, averaging 10.9 points per game. And Kyle Nickel is a 6'6 junior from Pella, Iowa, averaging 12.3 points per game. Again, for Morningside, it'll be O'Neill, Techmeyer, Miller, Kristen, and Nickel. This is the 16th consecutive game Morningside has started this lineup. And thus far, it has resulted in a 13-2 record coming into tonight's contest. O'Neill comes into the ballgame, 820 career points. Tanner Miller, 877 career points. Kyle Nickel, 893 career points. Nickel, a junior for the Morningside Mustangs from Pella, Iowa. Actually in his fourth year at Morningside. Interesting story. I think of that every time Dort College faces Morningside. He actually was the starting quarterback for Morningside as a true freshman. Decided football was not for him after 1 year. And he joined the basketball team and has had an impact on that squad. Morningside Mustangs control the opening tap. Morningside Mustangs with maroon jerseys, white numbers, I should say a white outline on their jersey. Morningside with the basketball. They pass it left side. This is Kyle Nickel. Nickel with it. Nickel goes into the lane. Jump hook in the lane is up and good. Kyle Nickel with a two-point bucket. And the Morningside Mustangs lead it 2-0. 2-0 our score with the basketball. Right side is Rindles. Rindles gives to Waltersdorf. Head fake. Drives into the lane. He is fouled on the play. And Kyle Nickel commits the personal foul. Nickel commits the personal foul. Morningside Mustangs with those jerseys that are all the rage these days. That is the solid jersey color. And the number is not a distinguishing number color, but actually simply an outline in white or black. They are white and not necessarily viewer-friendly, but we'll do our best for you in terms of identifying who those players are for Morningside with those tough-to-read jersey numbers. Morningside with the basketball after Waltersdorf makes one of two free throws. Dort College trails it 2-1. 2-1 our score, Morningside basketball. They have it on the right side. Mustangs feed it back over to Nickel. Nickel on the corner. Nickel gives it up left side to Techmeyer. Techmeyer in the lane, and Techmeyer is going to be called for traveling. Travel violation called on the Morningside Mustangs. And the Dort College defenders will have the basketball. Bringing the basketball up is Nathan Rindles. Rindles with it across the timeline. Rindles stops, goes left side back over to Sumner. Sumner back to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf in the lane, stops, hesitates, puts up the, he tried to pass it off to David Denherter at the last instant. He got caught up in the air and turns it over as he ends up throwing the basketball out of bounds. 2-1 our score, 18:48 left to play in the ball in the first half. Dort College and Morningside just underway. Morningside basketball. Pass goes right side. With it is O'Neill. Steve O'Neill into the lane. Kick out pass. Gives it up. Shot short arm, no good. Rebound tipped and it's loose. And the Morningside Mustangs lose it out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College gets the basketball back. And Rindles will bring it up. Both teams with their original starting five on the floor. Pass goes right side over to Sumner. Sumner looks down low for Rindles. Rindles for the basketball. No-look pass. Gets it away. Denherter. Denherter. Layup good. David Denherter with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads it 3-2. Real early going. Not even 2 minutes into this contest. They give it underneath to Nickel, and Nickel is fouled on the play by David Denherter. Denherter picks up the personal foul. So both post players have one foul each. Morningside has not been playing Nickel as much or as extensively. He's only averaging about 16 or 17 minutes of ball game. Morningside with the basketball, Miller. Miller with it, gives it up to O'Neill. O'Neill, left side, Miller. Miller puts it on the floor with the right hand. Step back, nothing there. Comes back over to Techmeyer. Techmeyer to Miller. Miller to O'Neill. O'Neill squares up the lefty three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken down by Kristen. Kristen shot, no good. Rebound controlled by Terpstra. Here comes Terpstra with the basketball. Alex, left side, Sumner. Sumner, three, off the mark, no good. Rebound saved in by Miller. Miller gives it off Techmeyer. Techmeyer with the basketball. Techmeyer with the left hand. Spin move into the lane, nothing there. Comes back outside to Miller. Miller with the basketball, Techmeyer. Techmeyer to Nickel. Nickel working against Denherter. Hook shot in the lane, missed it, no good. That does not happen very often. Nickel, a 71% field goal shooter. Out front with it is Terpstra. Terpstra tries to wrap it around to Denherter. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Morningside basketball. Sumner, Waltersdorf, Terpstra, and Denherter check out of the ballgame. Rindle stays on the floor as you go with O'Donnell, Nabla, Feenstra, and Sampson checking in. Out front with the basketball is Techmeyer. Techmeyer goes left side, Miller. Miller with it on the wing. Miller gets a ball screen. Morningside also going to their bench. Bryce Cook checks into the ballgame. A curl cut, and the layup is good. Ryan Techmeyer with a two-point bucket, and the Dort College defenders trail 4-3. Into the front court with the basketball is Rindles. Rindles with it on the right wing. Nathan has it out front. O'Donnell. O'Donnell, top of the key, left side. Nabla. Nabla goes over to Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball. Puts it on the floor, hard to the baseline. Puts it up. Block shot. And the rebound is taken away by Morningside. Now taken back by Feenstra. It's through his legs and picked up by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Back to Rindles. Rindles puts it up in traffic. Shot is blocked out of bounds by Kristen. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College trailing 4-3, 16:31 left to go in this first half. We got an early start to this ball game as the women's contest, not many free throws shot, and not many timeouts called either. And we got started before 8 o'clock this evening on the men's contest. Feenstra with the basketball, goes to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, deep right corner. O'Donnell crosses over, into the corner, nothing there to Nabla. Nabla back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell right baseline, comes back over to Feenstra. Feenstra lets fly with a long two, missed it, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Miller. Miller with the basketball. Miller into the front court. Miller picks up his dribble, passes over to Kristen. Kristen to O'Neill. O'Neill with the basketball. O'Neill gives it up left side. Miller. Miller three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken down by Sampson. Sampson with the basketball. Layton into the front court with the left hand. Sampson reverses it to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Nabla. Nabla into the right corner, Rindles. Rindles shakes left, goes right, puts it up in traffic off of the glass. Good. Nathan with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads 5-4. 15:40 remaining in this first half. Techmeyer has the basketball. Talked about the fact that Morningside will not play their posts extensively. Their guards are a different story. Shot no good by Techmeyer, but a foul on the play called on O'Donnell. So two free throws on the way for Techmeyer. Techmeyer, an 88% free throw shooter. And he will go to the free throw line to try and tie the game or give Morningside the lead. First free throw is off the mark, no good. Techmeyer is an 88% free throw shooter. New player checking in. This is Blake Van Ginkel for Morningside. Free throw is up. Free throw is down for Techmeyer. So Techmeyer makes one of two, and we have our first tie of the ball game, coming at 5-5 with 15:26 remaining in the first half. Dort College basketball. O'Donnell. O'Donnell across the timeline. O'Donnell passes left side, Nabla. Nabla with it on the wing. Comes back over to Sumner. Sumner with the ball back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell in traffic off of the glass. He was so wide open. Ended up so open that he had time to think about it. And ends up missing it off the mark. No good. It is now Morningside basketball. New player checking in for Morningside is Colebush. Checking out is Kristen. On the floor for the defenders, it is Sumner, O'Donnell, Sampson, Feenstra, and Nabla. So Rindles is catching a breather here early. Morningside basketball, Miller out front. Tanner Miller guarded there by Nabla. Puts it on the floor to the free throw line. Comes back to Van Ginkel. Van Ginkel right side. Three is up and good. Three-point basket for Colebush. And the Mustangs take an 8-5 lead. 8-5 our score. Morningside with a lead. Dort College with the basketball. O'Donnell gives it up Feenstra. Feenstra to Nabla. Nabla, Sumner. Sumner, O'Donnell. O'Donnell posting up Sampson. Sampson tries to feed it across the lane. It's tipped and taken away by Feenstra. Right idea. Unable to execute it, though. O'Donnell saves the ball in after tipping it. Morningside comes up with it. Morningside with the basketball. This is Van Ginkel. Van Ginkel, curl cut to Blake Van Ginkel. Gives it up to Bryce Cook. Cook with a two-point bucket, and Morningside has opened up a 10-5 lead. 10-5 our score. O'Donnell passes right side to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner's pass is tipped and taken away by Blake Van Ginkel. Van Ginkel with a lay-in. Good. Blake Van Ginkel with a two-point bucket. Morningside leads it 12-5. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the defenders. Back with more after this. Dort College down 7. Morningside on a 7-0 run. It was tied 5-5 with 15:26 left to go in the half. There's now just under 14 minutes to go in the half, and the defenders have surrendered 7 points in succession. Out front, Rindles. Rindles goes over to Terpstra. Terpstra left side, Sumner. Sumner floater, baseline good. Brian Sumner with a 2-point bucket. Dort College trails 12-7. 12-7 our score. They break the run of seven in a row. Bryce Cook dumps it underneath. Shot no good. And a block shot by Terpster. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Here comes Dort College. Dort College with the basketball. Rindles into the front court. And he is fouled on the play by Miller. Miller whistled for the personal. And for Tanner Miller, with 13:25 left to go in the first half, that is foul number one. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Dort College inbounding. This is Rindles. Rindles gets the ball inbounded to Terpstra. Terpstra back to Rindles. Rindles driving in. His shot off the glass, no good. Rebound tipped out. O'Neill comes up with it, but O'Neill loses it out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College gets the basketball back. They maintain possession of it, actually. They throw the ball in. That is Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf gives it to Rindles. Rindles left side, picks up his dribble. Rindles looking for someone to pass to. Comes back over to Terpstra. Terpstra with the ball out front. Dort College down five. Sumner with the basketball. Comes back over to Rindles. Rindles on the right wing. Out front, Terpstra. Swing pass over to Sumner. Sumner floater. Baseline again. Good. Back-to-back floaters on the baseline for Sumner. Dort College trails 12-9. Back the other way with a head full of steam is Van Ginkle. Van Ginkle's shot no good. Rebound taken away by Den Herter. Den Herter gets it away to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles in traffic. Back over to Terpstra. Terpstra three ball. Off the mark. No good. Rebound taken away by O'Neill. O'Neill with the basketball. Terpstra impedes his progress. And O'Neill has to stop and regroup. O'Neill now driving in, stops in the lane. His shot, a soft shot, is good. Steve O'Neill with a two-point bucket. Dort College trails 14-9. 14-9 our score. Pass left side, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf back over to Terpstra. Terpstra right side, Rindles. Rindles underneath for Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf shovels it off for Den Herter. Ball's tipped and taken away by Van Ginkle. Van Ginkle with the basketball. Brody Van Ginkle into the front court. Van Ginkle feeds it left corner to O'Neill. O'Neill with the basketball. Morningside playing with a five-point lead. They pass it off. Underneath is Cook. Cook pinned underneath the basket. They fire it back outside. Morningside basketball. Kolbusch. Kolbusch, Van Ginkle. Van Ginkle, O'Neill. 15 to shoot for the Mustangs. Driving in is O'Neill. His pull-up from 15. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Terpstra. Terpstra with the ball. Terpstra up the floor. Stops, gives it to Waltersdorf. Tyler gives it to Sumner. Sumner on the left wing. Sumner looking down low for Den Herter. Finds Den Herter. Den Herter fakes left, goes right, jump hook, shot no good. Rebound taken away by O'Neill. O'Neill with the basketball. O'Neill with the dribble on the left hand. Hasn't given it up yet. Does now. Three on the way. Kolbusch missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Dort College coming back the other way. Rindles. Rindles driving in, and he's going to be called for a charge. Nathan Rindles picks up his first personal with 11:06 left to go in the half. Foul called on Rindles. Terpstra, Den Herter, Waltersdorf check out. O'Donnell, Sampson, and Knoblad check in. Dort College trailing 14-9. Well, Dort College slowing down the run that Morningside had that got them out to a seven-point lead, but now Morningside with a chance to grow the lead. They lead by five, 14-9. Van Ginkle out front. Van Ginkle puts the ball on the floor. Pass out front to Kristen. Kristen gives it up to Storm Throne in the ball game now. They look for Throne down low. With it on the left side, picking up the dribble. Throne out front, three, missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Sumner over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell gives it back over to Sumner. Sumner left side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Rindles. Rindles deep left side. Comes back over to Nabla. Nabla looking down low. Instead, they go over to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball, Sampson. Sampson puts it up in traffic. No call made. Looked like he got hacked across the arm. Here comes Morningside back the other way. Kristen. Kristen, layup good. Kristen with the lay-in. Andrew Kristen with a two-point bucket. Dort College trails by seven again, 16-9. O'Donnell passes left side, Nabla. Nabla with the basketball. Nabla right side, Sumner. Sumner gives it up, Rindles. Rindles, cross-court pass, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, left side. Andrew O'Donnell back to Nablah. Nablah into the corner. Rindles. Rindles, three ball, in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Blake Van Ginkle. Van Ginkle with the basketball. Van Ginkle with it on the right wing. Morningside with an opportunity to push the lead up from seven. This matches their biggest lead of the ball game. Pass goes down low, and it's kicked out of bounds by Kristen. It'll be Dort College basketball. Our officials tonight, Ron Jackson, Chris Geras, and Chad Slagle. O'Donnell with the basketball, passes right side to Nablah. Nablah with it on the wing. They go underneath Sampson. Sampson puts it up, and Sampson is fouled, and that one didn't look like much contact, but he gets the foul call that time. And that might be a make good. Foul called on Storm Throne with 9:22 left to go in the first half. Didn't look like bad defense that time by the Mustangs, but Dort College gets a couple of free throws out of it. Two free throws on the way for Leighton Sampson. First one for the freshman from Worthington, up and down. He's got another one on the way. Dort College enters tonight's contest, outscoring teams 87.2 to 75.8. Expect to see those scoring averages drop, though, as the season goes along. 16 to 11, our score. Sampson makes both free throws. Defenders down by five. Kristen with the basketball. They go backdoor cut, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. No. Morningside throws it away. Kristen thought O'Neill was going to go backdoor cut. Instead, the ball ends up out of bounds. Last touch by Morningside. It'll be Dort College basketball. New player checking in for Morningside. This is number 34, Shane Hennon. Hennon checks into the ball game for the first time. Pass left side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell reverses Nablah. Nablah in traffic. Sumner. B-Sum, three on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Kristen. Kristen with the basketball. Kristen gives it up. Techmeyer. Techmeyer on the right wing. Techmeyer feeds it out front to Kristen. Kristen on the elbow. Loses the basketball. Taken away by Sumner. He does not have the numbers. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner into the corner. Left side to Terpstra. Terpstra buries the three. Alex Terpstra with a three-point bucket, and the Dort College defenders trail by a deuce. Timeout on the floor. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball. After the timeout, Morningside basketball, they give it inside to Miller, and Miller is fouled on the play. Foul called on Sumner, and Brian Sumner whistled for the personal with 8:22 remaining in the first half. Dort College trails Morningside 16-14. Free throws on the way for Tanner Miller. Miller, a 77% free throw shooter. First free throw on the way for Miller is up and good. He's got another one on the way. Second free throw coming here for Miller. Dort College's lineup, Feenstra, Nablah, Sumner, O'Donnell, and Terpstra. Second free throw is up and down as well for Miller. Miller puts the lead back at 4, 18-14. For Morningside, it's Miller, Techmeyer, Hennon, Throne. I believe that's all five for Morningside. Pass goes left side, Terpstra. Terpstra tries to feed it down low. And we've got a hold called on Storm Throne. Storm Throne whistled for the personal with 8:07 remaining. Nicholas back into the ballgame. And Throne checks out. Hennon, the unknown for Morningside. He's getting some early minutes in this one, averaging 1.2 points per game. He's a perimeter player. With it is Rindles. Rindles tries to feed Walterstorff. Ball's down on the floor. It's loose. Picked up by Kristen. Taken back by Dort College. No, now taken back by Rindles. Sumner. Sumner, Walterstorff. Walterstorff on the busted play. Spin move into the lane. Wild shot. Good. Tyler Walterstorff with 3 points. Dort College trails 18-16. And a travel violation called on the Mustangs and Techmeyer. Techmeyer travels with it after Terpstra impeded his progress coming up the floor. That was a wild That was a wild, wild possession where the ball ended up on the floor, and about four or five players ended up on the floor as well before Dort College finally corralled it. Now Dort College gets it back after the turnover. Rindles gives it back to Feenstra. Feenstra in traffic, off of the glass, good. Taylor Feenstra with his first 2 points tonight. We're tied 18-18, 7:34 left to play in the first half. Comes back out front, Miller. Miller gives it up. He gives it up to Nickel. Nickel puts it up off of the glass, no good. Gets his own rebound back, good. Kyle Nickel with a two-point basket. And the Dort College defenders have it back. Feenstra for the tie. Free throw line jumper, good. Taylor Feenstra with 4 points. We're tied at 20. 7:05 left to go in the first half as the two teams exchange field goals. Morningside basketball. They go right side to Van Ginkel. Van Ginkel with the basketball. Van Ginkel out front. This is Blake Van Ginkel, the sophomore from Dakota Dunes, South Dakota. Miller, crossover, nothing there. Back outside, Van Ginkel launches the long three. He shot that one from the hip, and Brody Van Ginkel gets the three to go. Dort College trails Morningside 23-20. Rindles, right side, Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner puts it on the floor against Van Ginkel. Kicks into the corner. Terpstra for the tie. Yes! Alex Terpstra with 2 threes. Dort College knots it up at 23-all. 6:24 left to go in the half. Suddenly, both teams' offenses having their way. Morningside basketball. This is Van Ginkel. Brody Van Ginkel to get it underneath to Nickel, and Nickel is fouled on the play. Kyle Nickel, a 73% free throw shooter, will go to the charity stripe, and he'll shoot a pair. Walterstorff and Feenstra on the floor, along with Rindles, Sumner, and Terpstra. We'll have two new players checking in for Dort College in a moment. Nickel steps up, two free throws for the junior. Leaves the first one short, but it rolls home. He's got another one on the way. Second free throw for Nickel, 6'7 post player from Pella, Iowa. Former high school teammate of Dort College standout Cliff Warner, graduate from a couple of years ago. And Nickel misses the second free throw. They teamed at Pella Christian High School. With a basketball, Rindles out front. Rindles feeds it right side. Terp, another three. Bang, bang, bang! Alex Terpstra, three square. Dort College leads 26-24. With the basketball out front, Van Ginkel. Van Ginkel goes right side, Nickel. Nickel gives it up, Miller. Miller, three ball, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell shakes and bakes, goes right side, dumps for Denherter, lay in good. David Denherter with 4 points. Dort College leads 28-24. Timeout on the floor, Morningside. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. 28-24, Dort College by four. 5:38 left to play in the first half. The defense is ruled for the longest time, it seemed. We were stuck at 16-11, and it was tied 18-18 with 7:34 left to go in the half. But since then, Dort College has scored 10. Morningside has scored 6, and Dort College leads it by 4, 28-24. Foul called away from the basketball. It's David Denherter getting called for the personal. David Denherter, 5:28 left to go in the half. He picks up his second personal, and Leighton Sampson will check into the ballgame. So Morningside and Van Ginkel will inbound. This is Brody Van Ginkel, the freshman. There are two Van Ginkels on this team. The other one is number two, Blake Van Ginkel. He's a sophomore. Pass goes left side, Van Ginkel. Van Ginkel underneath Nickel. Nickel missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Andrew O'Donnell into the front court. O'Donnell driving in, puts it up. Shot is no good, but he's fouled on the play. Oh, they're going to call a charge on Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell whistled for the charge with 5:11 left to go in the half. That's his second. O'Donnell. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders thought that the charge was taken inside the circle. Morningside with the basketball. Morningside has it out front. Dort College wanted a Travel call. Didn't get it. Van Ginkel with the basketball into the lane. Kick out pass. Three-pointer, right side, no good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Here comes Dort College. The defenders pressing the issue. Into the front court, Rindles. Rindles, Walterstorff. Walterstorff gives it off left side, Terpstra. Terpstra underneath. Trying to feed Sampson, and he is fouled on the play by Nickel. 4:38 left to go in the first half. Dort College will not go to the free throw line yet. That is foul number five on the Mustangs in this half. Inbounding the basketball, Rindles. Rindles left side of the lane, goes to Nabla. Nabla, Terpstra. Terpstra underneath Sampson. Sampson, jump hook in the lane, good. Leighton Sampson with a two-point bucket. He's got four, and the defenders lead 30-24. With it left side, Kristen. Kristen gives it up, O'Neill. O'Neill, Van Ginkel. Van Ginkel with the basketball. Van Ginkel gives it up, Kristen. Kristen, top of the key, O'Neill. O'Neill, nothing there, Kristen. Kristen driving in, his layup no good, but there to clean up the mess. On the putback was Bryce Cook. Cook with a two-point bucket. Dort College trail leads 30-26. 30-26, our score, Rindles. Rindles goes right side, Nabla. Nabla with the basketball, 4 minutes remaining in the first half. Nabla looking down low for Sampson. Feed Sampson. Sampson underneath looking for Rindles, and it's tipped away from him by a Morningside player. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College inbounding the basketball. Rindles to throw it in. Gets it in to Sampson. Sampson drives in. Right-handed layup. Left side. Good. Leighton Sampson with 6 points. Dort College trails 32-26. Dort College leads 32-26. Beg your pardon. Morningside basketball. Techmeyer. Techmeyer has it on the left wing. O'Neill. O'Neill at the free throw line. O'Neill gives it up. Left side to Cook. Cook with the basketball. Cook stripped by Terpstra on the way up, and Alex Terpstra picks up the personal foul. And free throws on the way for Bryce Cook. This will be a 1-1, I believe. I don't think he was in the act of shooting. I'm waiting for the indication from the official if he was. Judging by the stature of everybody on the lane, it's a two-shot situation, and Cook misses the first free throw. He's got another one coming. 32-26, our score. Dort College leading by six, 3:28 remaining in the half. Second free throw, no good as well. Cook, a 53% free throw shooter, can't make either one. J.D. Bohr into the contest for the defenders. He'll get a little run here. Pass underneath intended for Sampson. It's taken away by Morningside. Morningside with a turnover. O'Neill. O'Neill spin move with the left hand. His shot no good. Rebound down on the floor and a jump ball called. Alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball. Patrick Nabla willing to stick his nose in the middle of the play. Forces a tie up. It would appear to me that Andrew Christen might have a little blood on his forehead. He might have to check out of the ball game. Well, he's either got to check out and get it taken care of, or he's okay. Is it blood or not? That's the question. Well, they're going to say he can keep playing. 3:07 left to go in the half. Rindles for the basketball. Rindles takes it across half court. Rindles goes over to Nabla, guarded there by O'Neill. Nabla gives to Rindles. Rindles into the lane. Rindles back to Feenstra. Feenstra caught in the air. Comes back over to Brian Sumner. Three-pointer. Get in there! Three-point bucket for Brian Sumner. He's got seven in the Dort College defenders lead. 35-26. Biggest lead of the night for either team. With it on the right side. Morningside. Cook guarded by Feenstra. Cook down to the baseline. Feenstra holds his ground. Feenstra gives it to J.D. Bohr. Bohr with a pass over to Nabla. Nabla with it on the left side. Nabla with the basketball. Nabla gives it up to Rindles. Rindles with the ball. Nathan, spin move in the lane. His short shot, no good. Tapped by Feenstra, no good. Fight for the rebound. Cleared by Morningside. Morningside with the basketball. Techmeyer. And now a reach-in foul called on Taylor Feenstra in the backcourt. You admire the aggressiveness. You'd much rather see him get back and play half-court defense, though. Free throws on the way for Techmeyer, one of the players for Morningside you don't want to send to the free throw line. A one-and-one opportunity here for Techmeyer. He's one for two today. Walterstorff will check into the ballgame. Techmeyer makes the first free throw. He's got another one on the way. Tyler's back in. Patrick Nabla checks out. 2:11 left to go in the first half. A fast-moving first half of play. Second free throw on the way for Techmeyer. He's 2 for 3 now, and 3 for 4. He's got 5 points on his way to his 10.7 points per game average. Dort College leads by 7, 35-28. That stopped a 5-point run by the defenders. Rendles for the basketball. Rendles gives it up Walterstorff. Walterstorff dumps it for Rendles. Rendles left elbow. Rendles takes it into traffic. His shot no good. And the down official, Chad Schlagel, makes that call. And Cook is whistled for the personal. Bryce Cook whistled for his first foul. Team foul number 6 on the Mustangs. First free throw by Nathan is up and good. J.D. Bohr on the floor right now, along with Rendles, Sumner, Feenstra, and Walterstorff. First free throw by Rendles was good. He's got another one on the way. 3 points for Rendles, now 4. Dort College leads 37-28. 1:58 left to play in this first half. Bringing the basketball up is Techmeyer, the 6-foot sophomore from Davenport, Nebraska. Still got his dribble. He hands it off to Van Ginkle. That's Blake Van Ginkle. Right side, Miller. Miller on the wing. Miller with the basketball. They jam the cutter. Driving in, Miller. Miller kick out pass, Van Ginkle. Van Ginkle, long three, missed it, no good. Rebound fought for, and we've got a foul called on the rebound against Morningside. Tyler Walterstorff will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. That foul's called on Andrew Kristen with 1:36 remaining in the half. Feenstra checks out of the ballgame. Sampson checks in. Free throws on the way for Walterstorff. We'll see if he can knock one or two down. First free throw by Ty is up, and he whispers that one through. Another one on the way for Walterstorff. 4 points in the first half for Walterstorff. It's a double-digit lead for the defenders at 38-28. A second free throw on the way for Walterstorff. Walterstorff up above 70% for his free throw shooting this season. He makes both of them that time. Dort College leads 39-28. Morningside basketball, Techmeyer. Techmeyer passes out front to Miller. Miller feeds it outside. Van Ginkle. Van Ginkle, three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the basketball. Walterstorff gets it left side. Still has a dribble. Gives it over to J.D. Bohr. J.D. with the basketball. Bohr gives it back over to Nabla. Nabla with it out front. You want a good possession here. Three on the way for Walt. Good! Tyler Walterstorff swishes a three. Dort College leads 42-28. Morningside basketball, Techmeyer. Techmeyer out front. Pass right side, Miller. Miller goes to Techmeyer. Techmeyer, Van Ginkle. Van Ginkle over to Kristen. Kristen gives to Miller. Miller, high post, Cook. Cook with the basketball. Cook to Techmiller. Techmiller, free throw line jumper is good. Techmeyer with 7 points. Dort College leads 42-30. Dort College can hold until there's less than 5 seconds left to go in the half. Shot clock, a 4-second differential. Nabla with the basketball. Patrick has it out front, 26 seconds now. Nabla with the basketball. Nabla still with his left hand. Dribbling with the right now. Working against Miller. 17 seconds left to go. Comes back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the basketball. Walterstorff, 7 to shoot. Tyler, in traffic, puts it up, and he is fouled on the play. Simple clear out for Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff will go to the free throw line. He's got 8 points, and he's got a couple of free throws coming. 42-30, Dort College by a dozen. Free throw on the way for Tyler Walterstorff. Free throw by Ty is up and good. He's got another one on the way. Walterstorff. with 9 first-half points. Dort College by a baker's dozen. There's 7.4 seconds left to go in the half. Well, they say that Tyler Waltersdorf has a bloody nose right now. And Dort College will be able to sub Waltersdorf out. Waltersdorf will check out of the ballgame, and Rendles will shoot the free throw instead. 7.4 seconds left to go in the half. Dort College leads 43-30. And Rendles will shoot the second free throw for Waltersdorf. Free throw by Rendles is up and through. So Rendles comes in cold off of the bench. Dort College leads 44-30. 5 seconds left. Techmeyer driving in. His layup at the buzzer. No good, but, well, just in front of the buzzer. And Cook comes through. Rams it through on the putback. And the Dort College lead is 44-32. At the intermission, you're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, Dort College by a dozen, as the half comes to a close. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. 44-32, our score at halftime. The Dort College defenders trailed early in this one, 12-5, and they were down 16-9. Outscored Morningside 9-2 to tie the game at 18 with 7:34 left to go in the first half. We were tied again at 20-23. Morningside led briefly at 24-23. Dort College responded with a three to go up 26-24. And from the 5:38 mark on, when they led 28-24, they outscored Morningside 16-8 to take a 12-point lead into the intermission. Biggest lead, they led by 14 on a couple different occasions. A slam dunk, though, on a follow by Bryce Cook. As the first half comes to a close, results in a 44-32 difference at halftime. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with a look at the numbers right after this. 44-32, Dort College leads at halftime. Here are the halftime numbers. Morningside, 12 of 33 from the floor, 36.4%. 2 for 10 on threes, 20%. 6 for 10 on free throws for 60%. For Dort College, they're 15 of 27 from the floor, 55.6%. 5 for 10 on threes, 50%. 9 for 10 on free throws, 90%. Dort College owns a 2016 rebounding advantage. They have surrendered those 6 offensive rebounds, and that will be a point of emphasis, I would imagine, at halftime. Dort College 9 turnovers to Morningside 7 first half turnovers. Dort College led in scoring by Alex Terpstra, 9 points. He's 3 for 4 from the 3-point range. Tyler Waltersdorf with 9 points, 2 for 2 from the floor, 4 for 5 on free throws. 7 points for Brian Sumner, 5 for Nathan Rendles, 4 for David Denherter, 6 for Leighton Sampson, 4 for Taylor Feenstra. That's their total of 44 points for the defenders. For Morningside, 7 for Ryan Techmeyer, 6 for Bryce Cook, 5 for Kyle Nickel, 2 each for Andrew Kristen and Steve O'Neill, 2 for Tanner Miller, 2 for Blake Van Genkel, 3 each for Brody Van Genkel and Jared Kolbusch. Andrew Kristen with 3 rebounds. I beg your pardon, 4 rebounds for Morningside. Steve O'Neill with 3 for the defenders. 3 for Andrew O'Donnell, 3 for Brian Sumner, 3 for Alex Terpstra, 2 each for Rendles, Waltersdorf, and Den Herter. 2 assists for Sumner and Rendles. Also 2 for Patrick Nabla. For Morningside, they have 5 different players with 1 assist each. Brody Van Genkel has a pair of steals for the Mustangs. They have 5 as a team. Dort College has 3 different players with 1 steal each. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Women's basketball scores from earlier today. It was Morningside over Dort, 64-37. Hastings over Nebraska Wesleyan, 78-61. Briarcliff over Mount Marty, 77-75. Concordia drops Midland, 79-59. And it was Northwestern over Dakota Wesleyan, 93-88 in double overtime. Women's GPAC standings then. Morningside is 9-0. Concordia is 10-1. Briarcliff and Hastings are both 6-3. Doan College holds at 5-3. They didn't have a conference game tonight. Northwestern moves from 3-4 in the conference to 4-4. Dakota Wesleyan is 4-5. Mount Marty 3-7. Midland 2-6. Nebraska Wesleyan and Dort both 0-8 and 0-9. Dort College and Nebraska Wesleyan will play this Saturday in Lincoln, Nebraska in GPAC play. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with a rundown of the men's halftime scores, or the in-progress scores would be more accurate. Back with those right after this. Halftime scores in. Nebraska Wesleyan leads Hastings 56-49. Briarcliff leads Mount Marty 31-29. Midland tops Concordia at halftime 40-29. Dakota Wesleyan and Northwestern halfway through the first half. They got a late start because of the double overtime game between the women's teams. Dakota Wesleyan leads 17-12 with 10 minutes up to go in the half. And here at halftime as we get set for the second half, Dort College leads Morningside 44-32. Dort College with their original starting five on the floor. It's Walterstorff, Rendell, Sumner, Terpstrand, and Herter. For the Mustangs, they will counter with their original starting five. Miller, O'Neill, Techmeyer, Nickel, and Kristen. Morningside basketball after the time, after the intermission. They get it to Kristen. Kristen looking for the backdoor cut. Instead goes to O'Neill. O'Neill with the basketball. O'Neill in the lane. Back to Techmeyer. Techmeyer puts it up. 12-footer is good. Techmeyer with 9 points. And the Dort College defenders lead 44-34. So four straight by the Mustangs. Techmeyer with 9 points. He was a part of that last second play where he missed the layup, but Cook was there to dunk it home right before the buzzer. Rendell saw the glass, no good. Fight for the basketball. It's tapped out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Kristen and Miller end up in the Dort College student section. A little bit sparse today. Dort College not back in session until next week, Tuesday. So be on the road on Saturday at Lincoln, and then by the time play at home again, student section will be filled. With the basketball is Rendell's. Rendell's with the basketball. His short jumper, no good. Didn't hurt her. Put back attempt, no good. Rebound fought for. It's down on the floor and tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Morningside. No, last touch by Dort. It'll be Morningside basketball. Morningside basketball, down 10 are the Mustangs. Techmeyer will bring it up. Techmeyer, no hurry. They're grinding it out. Pass goes left side, Miller. Miller with the ball. Miller gives it up to Kristen. Kristen looking left side. They throw it over the top, intended for Kyle Nickel, and thrown over Nickel's head, out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball on the turnover. Dort College with the basketball. This is Rendell's. Rendell's in between the circles. He's got it on the right side now. Picks up his dribble. Comes back over to Sumner. Sumner gives it up to Den Herter. Den Herter, Walterstorff, head fake. Gets around Kristen. Puts it up in traffic, and they call the foul. Who's it going to be on, Nickel or Kristen? They're going to call it on Kristen. Kristen commits the personal. Tyler Walterstorff will go to the free throw line to shoot two. First free throw by Ty is up and through. 10 points for Walterstorff. It's foul number three on Kristen. 18:34 left to go in the contest. Dort College by 11. Another free throw on the way. And that one's up and good as well for Walterstorff. Walterstorff has gone to the free throw line seven times. He's made six of them. Defenders on the board here in the second half. Techmeyer with it on the left elbow. Techmeyer comes left side. Kolbusch dribbles it out of bounds. No, they say it was off of a Dort College player. Morningside inbounding the basketball. Techmeyer. Techmeyer looking. Still looking. And they throw it over the top. They find Kolbusch. Kolbusch gives it off to Miller. Miller will set the offense. Well, they're starting to let him play a little bit more here in the second half. Miller on the drive to the basket. Somehow spins it up off of the glass, and the Dort College lead is 46-36. A foul called near midcourt. That's going to go on Miller. Tanner Miller working on the defensive end against Nathan Rindles. Rindles gets fouled on the play. Miller picks up his second personal foul. Dort College still with a 10-point advantage, 46-36. With it right side, it goes over to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner picks up his dribble. Comes back over to Rindles. Rindles down to the baseline. Rindles tries a wraparound pass, and it goes off of a Morningside player out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College left side of the lane as we face the hoop. 17:54 left to play in this contest. That's in regulation. Walterstorff for the basketball out front. Goes right side, Rindles. Rindles looking for Den Herter. No look pass into the corner. Terp, three ball, no good. There for the rebound, though, is Walterstorff. Walterstorff put back good. He's got 13. 48-36, Dort College by 12. Morningside basketball, Techmeyer. Techmeyer, right side, Miller. Miller with a basketball, and we've got a foul called away from the ball. That's going to go on Terp. With 17:33 left to go in the game, Terpstra has just picked up his third personal foul, I believe. So Terpstra picks up his third. 17:33 remaining in the ballgame. Morningside down 12 with the basketball, Nickel. Nickel goes to Techmeyer. Techmeyer into the lane, spin move, a little hook shot in the lane, good. Techmeyer with 11. Dort College leads 48-38. Dort College needs to string a couple of stops together. Left side, Nabla. Nabla on the wing. Nabla with it out front, now on the dribble. They dump it down low for Sampson, working on Nickel. He puts it on the floor. They bring the double. They pass it back to Sampson. Sampson, no dribble that time. His shot no good. Rebound tipped out and controlled by Morningside. Mustang basketball. Mustangs will bring it up. Techmeyer. Techmeyer with it across half court. Techmeyer in between the circles out front. Techmeyer picks up his dribble. He passes right side to Miller. Tanner Miller with the ball. Tanner Miller passes left side. Comes back to Steve O'Neill. O'Neill, crossover move, working on Nabla. Puts it up. Shot is blocked. Gets his own rebound back. Shovels it back outside for Kolbusch. Kolbusch shot good. Count the hoop, and he's fouled. Foul's going to go on Dort College's Patrick Nabla. Nabla whistled for the personal. And a free throw coming for Jared Kolbusch. Kolbusch with a chance to make this a seven-point ballgame. 48-40 our score. Kolbusch tonight has not shot a free throw yet. He had a three-pointer in the first half. 73% free throw shooter, and he makes that one. He's got six. 48-41, Dort College by seven. Morningside has cut what was a 14-point lead late in the first half in half. 16:25 left to go. Walterstorff into the corner, Rindles. Rindles with the ball. Rindles picks up his dribble, cross-court Sumner, right side Walterstorff, deep right corner. They try to feed it into Nabla. The ball is tipped out of bounds by Cook. Bryce Cook that time didn't look like he had beaten the player to the spot, but they give him the benefit of the doubt. 16:17 remaining in this contest. Dort College 48, Morningside 41. O'Donnell throws it over the top for Sampson. Sampson to Rindles. Rindles under the hoop. Passes outside. Sumner, Beesum, unable to put it in. Tap attempt by Nabla, no good. Nabla gets the rebound back. He'll bring it out to the perimeter. Patrick with the basketball. Nabla gets the offensive rebound, now recycles the offense. Didn't like what he saw down low. They go into the corner, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Brack over to Sumner. Sumner, two, no good. Rebound taken away by Kolbusch. Here comes Morningside with a chance to cut into the 7-point lead. Techmeyer driving in, puts it up, blocked by Sampson. It's tipped out, controlled by Techmeyer. Now the ball's down on the floor. It's out of bounds, last touch by Dort. It'll be Morningside basketball. Sampson checks out of the ball game. Feenstra checks in. 15:38 left to go in regulation. Techmeyer out front, 22 to shoot. Techmeyer looking. He's got it on the right side. He's had success getting into the lane. They go to Kolbusch. Kolbusch down low to Cook. Cook, hook shot in the lane. Good. Bryce Cook with 8 points. And we've got a timeout on the floor. Charged to Morningside. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College lead is 5. Morningside calls a timeout. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. It's supposed to be the 48-43 our score, Dort College. Leading by 5, but Morningside has taken what was a 12-point lead at halftime. They've outscored Dort College 11-4, and the defenders will bring the basketball up with Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell across the timeline, kicks it to Nabla. Nabla out front, Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles feeds it underneath Feenstra. They bring the double team after he put it on the floor. Back to Rindles. Rindles underneath the basket. His layup is good. Rindles with 7. Dort College leads 50-43. That's the difference in the ball game. 7 points. Comes over to O'Neill. O'Neill to Nabla. Working against Nabla. And O'Neill floats in the spinner. He's got 4. Dort College leads 50-45. Rindles with it out front. Goes left side to Nabla. Nabla gives it up to O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Feenstra. Feenstra, little chicken wing move, gets around Cook. Layup good. 52-45, Feenstra with 6. He was able to spin around the defensive player. Dort College wants a stop. Now Techmeyer with it, and we've got a reach-in foul called on O'Donnell, I believe. No, they're going to call Sumner with the body. 14:26 left to go in the game. Dort College has Nabla checking out of the ballgame. Sumner picks up his second. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, and glass insulation. They get it to Nickel underneath. Nickel doesn't make the first one, but he muscles up the second one. He's got 7. Dort College leads 52-47. Neither team getting a stop right now. They go into the corner, Rindles. Rindles against Miller, comes back outside, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Sumner. Sumner with the basketball, left elbow. He lobs it down low, Feenstra. Facing up, 15-footer is good. Taylor Feenstra with a 2-point bucket. Dort College, 8 points from Feenstra. And the defenders lead 54-47. Dort College wants a timeout. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. For Values Matter member FDIC, and by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hoveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Techmeyer with the basketball out front. They go to Miller. Miller with the basketball. Puts it on the floor. Scoops it up. No good. Rebound is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Morningside. It'll be Dort College basketball. And Kyle Nickel can't believe it. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall. Member FDIC and the community. Dort College by 7 with the basketball. Rindles with it. 13:40 remaining. Rindles in traffic. Can't get the call. Takes it into the lane. A little bit of contact, no call made. Techmeyer with a layup on the other end, good. Ryan Techmeyer with 6 in the second half, 13 for the ball game. Dort College leads 54-49. Bohr passes left side to Rindles. Sumner. Sumner out front. Brian picked up his dribble, comes to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell with it on the left wing. Back out front, Sumner. Sumner, Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. His 3, almost banked it in. And now a foul called on Den Herder underneath. David Den Herder whistled for the personal foul. 13:05 remaining in the ballgame. Dort College leading 54-49. So Rindles misses on the 3. That was Den Herder's 3rd personal. Today's broadcast made possible by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. And that us settles, you'd appreciate their quality service. Morningside basketball. Techmeyer driving in. O'Donnell plays the defense. Walterstorff on the ground gets it off to O'Donnell. Somehow Dort College got the basketball. No foul call that time. O'Donnell with it on the left side to Nabla. Nabla to Terpstra. Terpstra into the lane. Dumps it off for Den Herder, and he is fouled on the play. Foul is called on Blake Van Ginkel on the drive by Alex Terpstra. Terpstra with the ball fake, then put it on the deck and went hard to the hoop. Got fouled on the play. With the basketball, O'Donnell to toss it in. O'Donnell looking, still looking. Gets it into Walterstorff, and Walterstorff loses it, but it's tapped out of bounds by Van Ginkel. Four fouls on the defenders in this half, three on the Mustangs. Dort College will inbound the basketball. Nabla throws it into O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, 30 to shoot. O'Donnell in the in traffic, his shot no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by Morningside. It'll be Dort College basketball. O'Donnell was able to hang in the air long enough, had a chance at the shot, but missed it. O'Donnell inbounds the basketball, gets it into Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the ball. Walterstorff picks up his dribble. Now to Nabla. Nabla in between the circles. Nabla with it, gives it off to Walterstorff. Walterstorff, ball fake, got his man up in the air. Now back over to Terpstra. Terpstra on the wing. Terpstra looking down Loford and Herder. Terpstra in traffic, tries to pass it on the cross court. It's taken away by O'Neill. O'Neill to Nickel, and Nickel is fouled on the play by the Dort College defenders. That's going to go on Andrew O'Donnell, and for O'Donnell, that is number three with 12:06 remaining. Dort College still playing with a five-point lead, but Morningside has taken some of the momentum away from Dort College. Free throw on the way for Nickel. He'll shoot a pair. First one is up on the way and good. This is as close as Morningside has been since the first half. It's 54-50 right now, pending a free throw from Kyle Nickel. Today's broadcast made possible by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Nickel out of the deep knee bend. Free throw is up. Left it short. No good. Rebound taken down by Walterstorff. Dort College leads by four, 54-50. Walterstorff for the basketball. 12 minutes remaining. Comes to Sumner. Sumner right side, Walterstorff. Walterstorff for the ball. Walterstorff spins the move. Shot is up. Won't go down, but he's fouled on the play. Tyler unable to get the shot to go, but he's fouled on the play by Kyle Nickel, and Nickel has just picked up his third personal. Nickel sat for a fair amount in the first half, just resting. There was no foul trouble in the first half. Tyler Walterstorff will go to the free throw line. First free throw is up and no good. Nickel will check out of the ball game. Cook will check in. Nickel checks out with his third personal. Walterstorff misses the free throw. He's got another one coming. Walterstorff with 13 today. That one's up 14. Dort College back in front by 5, 55-50. 11:45 left to go in the game. Van Ginkel with the basketball. This is Brody. Brody in traffic. His shot no good. Rebound taken down by Feenstra off the deflection. Here's Rindles. Rindles into the front court. Rindles goes to Walterstorff. Walterstorff drives in. His shot won't go, but he's fouled on the play. Something about the matchup right now Dort College likes with Walterstorff against, I think, Blake Van Ginkel. And Walterstorff will go to the free throw line for two more free throws. Walterstorff was 4-for-5 from the free throw line in the first half. This will be his fifth and sixth free throw attempt here in the second half. Free throw on the way for Walterstorff. Both teams with five team fouls. First free throw by Walt is up and down. He's got 15 now. He's the only player in double figures for Dort College. Pretty balanced from there on out. A slew of players with 7, 8, or 9. Walterstorff's second free throw is a rattler, and it pops out. 11:25 and counting. Techmeyer with the basketball. Left-handed dribble. Guarded by Rindles. Out front with it. Morningside to Van Ginkel. Brody Van Ginkel. Passes out front to Blake Van Ginkel. Blake, back right side, Techmeyer. Tackmeyer at the free throw line. His fadeaway is good. Tackmeyer has been deadly on that mid-range jumper. 56-54. It's not flashy, but it counts for two. And he now has a team-high 15 points. Walterstorff into traffic. Comes back over to Rindles. Rindles, Sumner. Sumner on the right wing. Comes back over to Terpstra. Dort College by four. 10:44 left to go in the game. Left side pass, Rindles. Rindles out front. Rindles, left side, Brian Sumner. Sumner gets a screen, lays it up. Good! Brian Sumner with 10 points. Dort College leads 58-52. Dort College by six again. Tackmeyer with it, and Terpstra is called for a foul away from the ball. He's going to be called for a hold. And Alex has just picked up his fourth personal with 10:27 remaining. Feenstra and Terpstra will have to check out of the ballgame. Might have been a little bit of an acting job that time for the Morningside player, but the officials bought it. And that's foul number four on Terpstra. O'Neill puts up the long three, and he buried it. O'Neill with 7 points. It's been held relatively in check, but there he buries one from the corner. Decent defense by the defenders. He got it over high hands. Layup by Walterstorff is up and down. Count the hoop, and Bryce Cook is called for the personal with 10:09 left. Walterstorff will go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Walterstorff now with 17. Dort College leading by 5, 60-55. Another free throw opportunity for Walterstorff. This one's up. He left it short, no good. Rebound is tapped. Taken by Dort College. Sampson. Sampson in traffic off of the glass. Good! Leighton Sampson horsing the boards. He's got 8. Dort College leads 62-55. Morningside basketball, Tackmeyer. Tackmeyer guarded by Rindles. Gets a ball screen. Tackmeyer again. Comes back out front. Van Ginkel to Van Ginkel. Goes to Cook. Cook to O'Neill. O'Neill, left-handed layup. No good. Rebound taken away by Sampson. Here comes Rindles. Rindles into the front court. Drives in. Layup. Good! Nathan Rindles with 9. Dort College leads 64-55. Timeout on the floor. Morningside, 9:33 remaining in this contest. Dort College by 9. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. 64-55, Dort College by 9. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. And by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue, next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. 64-55, 9:33 left to go in this contest. Foul situation, both teams will be on the bonus from here on out. Both teams have 6 fouls right now. You've got Terpstra with 4 for the defenders. No one with more than 3 for the Mustangs. Kristen and Nickel, both in that category. Morningside basketball with it out front. Tackmeyer, Tackmeyer stops in the lane. His layup is good. A travel violation not called. That's what the Dort College faithful want. Tackmeyer with 17, 10 in the second half. Sampson off of the glass, no good. Ball's down on the floor. A fight for it, and a jump ball called. Alternating possession, it will be Dort College basketball. Well, everybody on that end of the gym thought it was a travel violation. Watching it in real time, I thought the same, but we play on. Bounce pass down low. Sampson, Sampson, count the hoop, and he's fouled! Leighton Sampson! 2-point bucket, chance at a 3-point play. He takes it hard to the rack, and the foul gets called on Morningside's Tanner Miller, his third. Dort College with an opportunity to push the lead back to 10. 66-57 pending the free throw by Leighton Sampson. Sampson, a 67% free throw shooter. And that one's in and out, no good, but there for the rebound is Tyler Walterstorff. York College leads by 9 and a chance to build it. Knoblaw with it out front. Patrick, left side it goes to Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the basketball. He goes to Rindles. Rindles down underneath the basket. Throws it up front. Knoblaw gets it to Walterstorff. 15 to shoot. Walterstorff, Brian Sumner checks the clock. Drives in. Lost it. Rindles picks it up. Back to Knoblaw. Knoblaw short arms it. No good. Tap, no good. Gets his own rebound back. He'll bring it back out. And a foul called on the play against Tanner Miller. That will get the Dort College faithful on their feet. One thing the Dort College fans have always appreciated, that's just simply hard work. That dates back to several decades that I've followed college basketball here in Sioux Center. I'm getting old enough for that, but they have always appreciated the player who will lay it out and just go after it. And that time, Knoblaw did. Free throw, missed it, no good. Unable to add to the excitement, Knoblaw. Knoblaw misses the front end of the 1-1. And here comes Morningside. Techmeyer in traffic, and he's fouled on the play. Tyler Walterstorff gets called for the personal. That's his first. I would sum it up this way for Dort College fans. All they ask for is that the players play like it means something. And that time, Knoblaw on that possession played like it meant something to him. He extended the possession, played it smart, and Techmeyer misses the front end of the two-shot situation. Knoblaw will check out of the ball game. Techmeyer misses for the second time tonight. He's 3-for-5 from the free throw line for the ball game. 88% free throw shooter. Free throw is up by Techmeyer, and he makes one of two. 66-58, Dort College by 8. Not saying Dort College is going to win this ball game. There's a long ways to go. But they've responded after the disappointing outing with Concordia. Walterstorff in traffic, off the glass, good. Tyler Walterstorff putting it on the deck, taking it to the rim. Dort College leads 68-58 off the kiss on the glass. Right side, Nickel. Nickel to Techmeyer. Techmeyer left side to Van Ginkel. Brody Van Ginkel, the runner, off of the glass, good. Van Ginkel with a two-point bucket. He's got 5, and the defender lead is 68-60. 7:28 left to go. Morningside in a zone, they might be. With it is O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell, Walterstorff. Walterstorff for the ball on the left wing. Walterstorff, kick out, Rindles. 17 to shoot for the defenders. Walterstorff tries to flash on the baseline. Nothing there. Sumner, now Walterstorff. Walterstorff in the corner. Walterstorff, off balance shot, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Kristen. Kristen to O'Neill. O'Neill with the basketball. Morningside a chance to cut the lead from 8. O'Neill splits the defense, drives in, and a blocking foul called on the defenders. Trying to set up to take the charge was Walterstorff. That's his second. Free throws on the way for O'Neill. O'Neill, a 94% free throw shooter, shooting for the first time this evening. 7 points shooting free throws for the first time this evening. He's got 7 points. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Morningside has scored 3 in a row with another free throw coming. O'Donnell and Sampson check out of the ball game. Terpstra's back in along with Den Herter. 6:52 remaining. That was foul number 2 on Walterstorff, by the way. Both have come here in the second half, both in the last couple of minutes. O'Neill makes the free throw. Steve O'Neill makes them both. He's got 9. He's gotten them pretty quietly. 7 of them here in the second half. 6:47 remaining in the contest. Looks like Morningside is back in a man. Sumner, short corner, Den Herter. No, it's a zone. Terpstra, 3-ball. Get in there! 3-point bucket by Alex Terpstra. He's got a dozen. Dort College leads 71-62. 6:30 left to go. Techmeyer out front. Now Kristen. Kristen with the basketball. Backdoor cut. Van Ginkel lost it. Out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College with the basketball. The defenders lead at 71-62. 71-62, 6:22 and counting. Dort College with it on the left side is Sumner. Dort College facing the zone applied by Morningside. This is a 1-2-2, it appears. Waltersdorf in traffic. Shot won't go, but he's fouled on the play, and Tyler will go to the free throw line for a couple more free throws. Steve O'Neill whistled for his first personal with 6:08 remaining in the half, in the ball game. That's in regulation. Tyler Waltersdorf to the free throw line for a deuce. Can push the lead back to double digits. First free throw is up, off the heel, no good. Tyler was 4-for-5 in the first half. He is now 4-for-7 in the second half. 8-for-12, that's right around his season average of 70. Second free throw by Ty is up and good. A lot of contact on that rebound tussle. There was no rebound, though. The officials let him play on. It's a 10-point ball game, 72-62. Timeout on the floor. Morningside basketball when we resume play right after this. 72-62, Dort College by 10. 6:08 remaining in regulation. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC, and by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Dort College was up 44-32 at halftime. Morningside cut the lead down to 4 on several occasions. It was as close as 3 at 58-55. Dort College in recent history is led by, this is their biggest lead, matching the 68-58 margin that came at about the 8-minute mark. 72-62, under 6 to go. Kristen with it, right corner, he dribbles it off of his foot. Brian Sumner picks it up, it's a foot race. Sumner, in traffic, lost it, picks it up. He wants to get it back over to Waltersdorf, he does. Waltersdorf into the corner, Terp, three ball, bang, bang, bang! Three-point basket by Terp, he's got 5 threes, 15 for the ball game. Dort College leads 75-62. With it out front is O'Neill. O'Neill with the basketball. O'Neill kick out past Kristen. Trying to answer three, yes. Andrew Kristen with 5. Dort College leads 75-65. 5:20 left to go in the game. Out front with it is Rindles. Rindles to Terpstra. Terpstra high post. Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf ball fake. They feed it down low. Denherter, and Denherter's hacked on the play. Who's it going to go on? It's going to go on somebody already with 3, and that's going to be Nickel. It was either Nickel or Kristen. They were both there involved in the play. Nickel gets called for the personal with 5:08 left to go in the half, in the ballgame, that is. Well, Andrew Kristen responding to the Alex Terpstra 3 with a 3-banger of his own. 76-65 as Den Herder makes the free throw. He's got another one on the way. Both teams, Dort College in the double bonus. Morningside in the 1-1 bonus for one more foul. Second free throw by Den Herder is up and good, and the senior from Sioux Center has 6 points. Dort College leads 77-65. 5:05 remaining. Out front, Techmeyer. Techmeyer, free throw line, comes back to Kristen. Kristen to Techmeyer. Techmeyer with it. Techmeyer gets a screen from Nickel. Mid-range jumper, another one. Yep. Tough as nails, Techmeyer. Techmeyer with 20. And the Dort College defenders can't shake this Morningside team. It's a 10-point ball game, 77-67. Rindles with the basketball out front. He goes to Sumner. Sumner, left side, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf against the man-to-man defense applied by Morningside. Rindles puts it on the floor. Back over to Sumner. Brian Sumner out front, Nablah, Nablah, Walt, Walt, three, nope, in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Kristen. Kristen to Techmeyer. Techmeyer with the basketball. It's a 10-point ball game, 4:20 remaining. Out front, Techmeyer. Techmeyer, another mid-range jumper. That one's off the rim, no good. Rebound, though, is Kristen, and Kristen is fouled on the play. He gets the shot to go, and David Denherter picks up the personal foul. 4:10 remaining, and this one's still not over. Far from over. Terpstra is in. Nablah is out. 4:10 left to go, and they can cut it down to a 7-point ball game here. Ken Morningside Kristen today, 69% free throw shooter. And Andrew Kristen makes that one. He's got eight. Dort College leads 77-70. 4 minutes left to go in regulation. Rindles goes to Den Herder. Den Herder, Walt. Walterstorff with the basketball. Back to Rindles. Rindles out front. Terp. Terp, three. Hesitated. His three, no good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles picks up his dribble. Comes back to Sumner. Sumner on the left wing, guarded there by Techmeyer. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner has it on the left wing. Sumner gives it back to Terp. Terp hands it off. Oh, my goodness. Terpstra gets called for a charge. And that's five for Alex Terpstra. Kyle Nichols stood in on the drive as Terpstra tried to feed it off to Den Herder. So wave off the two-point bucket. And Terpstra fouls out with 3:36 remaining. He fouls out with 15 points. Dort College loses one shooting threat. Nabla checks into the ballgame. 3:30 and counting. Dort College by 7. Morningside basketball, Techmeyer. Techmeyer, O'Neill. O'Neill in traffic. He gets the shot to go. The foul's going to go on Nabla, I believe, with 3:27 remaining. And O'Neill will go to the free throw line for a three-point play. Leighton Sampson's going to check into the ballgame. David Den Herder checks out. And Morningside whittling away at what was a 12-point lead with 5:05 remaining. It's shrunk to 5. And a free throw is coming. Free throw by O'Neill is up and good. So O'Neill, a perfect 3-for-3 from the free throw line. He's got 12 points tonight. 10 of them in the second half. And Morningside making a ball game of it. Dort College was up double digits not that long ago. They feed it down low to Sampson. Sampson, they bring the double team. He kicks it out. Sumner, three ball, got it. Big shot for Brian Sumner. 13 for Sumner. He answers the three-point play by O'Neill with a three-point bucket of his own. And the Dort College defenders lead by 7 with 3:09 left to play. Timeout on the floor, charge to the defenders. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. It's a long ways to go before we bring this one home. Dort College leads it 80-73. I'd like to welcome in those nearly 400 viewers on our web stream tonight. Hope you've enjoyed it. 80-73 our score. Dort College leading by 7. Not a bad sized crowd on hand for a night where the students are in session yet, and it's awfully cold outside. Dort College leading by 7, Morningside with the basketball. Ryan Techmeyer with it. He'll bring it up. Techmeyer with it. Goes right side to O'Neill. O'Neill puts it up, blocked by Den Herder, but the follow by Kristen. Kristen with a two-point bucket. No, they give it to Nickel. My mistake. That's Nickel rather than Kristen. Dort College leading by 5, 80-75, 2:45 remaining. Driving in is Rindles. Rindles, reverse layup, good. He won't stop. He keeps going to the hoop. Dort College leads 82-75. Morningside basketball, Techmeyer. Techmeyer at the free throw line. Three-pointer Miller. Miller buries it. Miller with 7. Dort College leads 82-78. 2:20 remaining. Rindles has the basketball on the right side. Rindles back out front. Sumner. Sumner will take it in. Nothing there, and it's tipped and taken away. Driving in is O'Neill, and O'Neill is fouled on the play, and they're going to call a flagrant on Nathan Rindles. The official who made the call did not signal it. They waited for the trail official. So the foul is called on Dort College and Nathan Rindles. But what I don't understand is the player, who, the official who made the call, did not make the call on the flagrant. I don't understand that. Now, that is not to say I understand everything. Free throw on the way by Steve O'Neill, no good. He's got another one on the way. Now, this will be a possession. This will be a possession for Morningside as well. I don't understand it. I'm still trying to fathom where that call came from. And Miller misses. O'Neill misses both free throws. 82-78, Dort College by four. A word comes to mind, and that is just squirrely. It's been a squirrely last minute or so. Kyle Nickel with a layup on the other end. And now the Dort College defenders have to regroup. 82-80, they get the bucket on the inbounds play. Walterstorff, Sumner, Sumner, Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Back over to Nabla. Nabla, Rindles. Rindles down to the baseline. Gives it inside Den Herter. And Den Herter is fouled on the play. Then Herter will go to the free throw line for a pair. And that is foul number five on Miller. I hate to belabor the point. I have no problem with you calling a flagrant if that's what you're going to call as the official making the foul call. But do not rely on your trail official to come in and make that distinction. Maybe that's right in mechanics. I could be wrong. But it doesn't sit right. David didn't hurt her to the free throw line to shoot a pair. I'll get off my soapbox now, and then Herter will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Free throw by David is up, and he rolls it in. 83-80, Dort College by three. Another free throw on the way. 1:44 left to go. Both teams in the double bonus. Both teams have lost a player to fouls. Then Herter's free throw, no good. Rebound taken by Nickel. Nickel in the backcourt, gives it to Kristen. Morningside can tie it with a three. Out front with the basketball is O'Neill. O'Neill with it, dumps to Nickel. Nickel to Kristen. Kristen layup good. Andrew Kristen with a two-point basket. Dort College by a point, 83-82. Last couple moments marring a fun basketball game to watch. Den Herter with it. Gets it out front, Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Rindles. Rindles for the basketball. Rindles in traffic, lost it, it's picked up, Walterstorff with it, and we've got a foul on the play. And I'll be honest with you, that wasn't a good angle, but they make the call. Andrew Kristen gets called for the foul, and if I'm Andrew Kristen, I'm thinking all I did was play hard and go after the basketball. It has not been a good last 90 seconds or so. Has not been for either team in terms of the calls. Tyler Walterstorff to the free throw line. He'll shoot two, double bonus time. First one off the heel, no good. Dort College is going to have to get a stop or two. Walterstorff, 4-for-8, 4-for-9 from the free throw line in this half. He's got another one on the way this time, trying to give Dort College a two-point advantage. This one's up and good. So he makes one of two. Walterstorff with 21, and the defenders need a stop, 84-82. 1 minute remaining in the ballgame. They pass right side Nickel. Nickel back to Techmeyer. Techmeyer, O'Neill. O'Neill with the basketball. O'Neill gets a pick out front. He puts up the three for the lead. Missed it. No good. Rebound, Nabla. Nabla over to Rindles. Dort College playing with a two-point lead. Shot clock is a nine-second difference. They get it over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff for the basketball. Rindles will have it out front. Morningside in straight-up man-to-man defense. Nathan Rindles with it at the center jump circle. O'Neill comes out, matches up with him. Now they'll count out the five. Rindles puts it on the floor one time, twice. Now he keeps his dribble alive. 10 to shoot. Now 9. Rindles for the basketball. Rindles gets a ball screen. Rindles outside Walterstorff. 4 to shoot. And a reach-in foul called on O'Neill. Steve O'Neill whistled for the personal with 11.8 remaining. Both teams have two timeouts left. Big free throws coming here for Tyler Waltersdorf. So two free throws coming here for Ty. First one is up, and he rolls it home. This is the big one here. Can make it a two-possession ball game. Jim Sykes is not going to call the timeout. He's going to let it ride for now. Second free throw on the way for Ty. Too strong, no good. Rebound tip controlled by Kristen to O'Neal. O'Neal with the basketball. O'Neal brings it across the timeline. And O'Neal is fouled on the play by Nabla. Dort College wanted to commit that foul. They want to give up the two free throw attempts rather than allow Morningside an opportunity at a three. So Nabla did exactly what he was instructed to do. Patrick picks up his second personal foul. I beg your pardon, third. Dort College leading 85-82. Free throws on the way for O'Neal. This one's up and good. He's got another one coming. 6 seconds left. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center. Open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30. Fridays from 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hovelman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Dort College clinging to a two-point lead with a free throw coming yet for Steve O'Neal. O'Neal averaging 19.1 points per game. He's got 13 right now. And he has gone for the evening. 4 for 7 from the free, I beg your pardon, 4 for 6 with a free throw yet to come. He can cut this down to a two-point ball game. I beg your pardon, he can make this a one-point ball game with a made free throw. Morningside still has a timeout left. Dort College has two. O'Neal shooting a free throw. Let's see if he makes this one on purpose or tries to kick it off the heel. O'Neal's free throw is up and good, so it's a one-point ball game. Dort College to inbound. Waltersdorf to throw it in. Dort College leading by a point. Waltersdorf calls a timeout. O'Neal and Rindles got tangled up. There was no call. And with 6 seconds left, Dort College still inbounding with the length of the floor in front of them with a one-point lead. Both teams have a timeout remaining. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Also made possible by a grant from the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting 3w.dort.edu/DGC. Dort College inbounding length of the floor in front of them. Both teams are in the double bonus. Dort College with an 85-84 lead. And the Dort College defenders to throw it in. Tyler Waltersdorf can run the baseline. You've got your free throw shooting crew on the team. On the floor, that is. Waltersdorf to get it in. Gets it into Sumner. Sumner fouled in the backcourt with 5.1 remaining. And the Dort College crowd wants a flagrant foul called. That one's not going to happen. And Brian Sumner will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Can make it a three-point ball game, and there's still a ton of time. 5.1 seconds left. That's more than enough time to get the ball up the floor and take a shot. Sumner shooting two. First free throw by B. Sum is up. Rattles it. No good. And if you've got a bad feeling and you're a Dort College fan, you're just trying to ride this one out. Another free throw on the way for Sumner, trying to make it a two-point ball game. Free throw is up, and the free throw is good. So Sumner makes one of two. Morningside basketball to midcourt. With the basketball, Techmeyer. Techmeyer driving in, puts up the fadeaway at the buzzer. No good. Dort College wins. Dort College wins. They hand Morningside their third loss of the season, their third loss in conference play. Dort College breaks a three-game losing streak to the Morningside Mustangs. And the Dort College defenders survive 86-84 as the Ryan Techmeyer mid-range jumper. How many of those did he make throughout the evening tonight? That time it was off the mark. And Dort College survives the comeback attempt by the Morningside Mustangs, 86-84. Dort College improves to 5-4 in the conference, 13-5 overall. Morningside, 13-3 and 6-3. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR.
I came to Dort with sports on my mind, and I was curious to see what this whole college thing was about. But when I got here, I realized this place isn't just about athletics or academics. Dort College is about developing people like me to serve and fulfill God's greater purpose in this world. I can't imagine another place that could offer a better atmosphere for young adults to flourish as students, athletes, friends, and most importantly, as disciples of Christ. I am Chris Sutsma, and I play hockey for the Dort Blades. Learn more about my college at dort.edu.
This has been a production of Dort College Athletics on KDCR 88.5 FM. Join us throughout the school year for numerous Dort College sporting events. The play-by-play broadcast of these events made possible by grants from the following businesses. They include American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hull, member FDIC, and the community. By the Defender Gold Club, take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting 3w.dort.edu/DGC. By the VidEnglen Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rodebor's an agent, 712-737-6000. By Bohr & Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at bohrandsons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewake is a broker. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. And by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Stay tuned, the Wireless World postgame wrap right after this. Dort College hangs on to win after leading by double digits with 10-point lead, yet with 4:20 left to go in the contest. The Dort College defenders hang on to win 86-84 as Ryan Techmeyer's bucket attempt late in the contest with time expiring is off the mark, and the Dort College defenders win it by a final of 86-84. Dort College tonight, 29 of 56 from the floor, 51.8%, 8 for 19 on threes, 42.1%, 20 of 31 from the free throw line, 64.5%. For Morningside, they were 32 of 63 from the floor, 50.8%, including 20 of 30 in the second half. Morningside, 5 for 14 from the three-point line, 35.7%, 3 for 4 in the second half. And 9 for 13 from the free throw line in the second half. 15 for 23 for the ball game, 65.2%. Normally they are a better free throw shooting team than that. That's going to be something they look back on and feel like they left points on the table. The Dort College defenders led in scoring tonight by Tyler Waltersdorf with 22 points. 15 for Alex Terpstra, 13 for Brian Sumner, 11 for Nathan Rindles, 10 for Leighton Sampson. Waltersdorf got his, going 5 for 7 from the floor and 11 of 18 from the free throw line. Terpstra got his, hitting 5 of 8 three-point shots, and Sumner got his, going 5 for 9 from the field and 2 for 6 on threes. 8 points for Taylor Feenstra, 7 for David Denherter. For the Morningside Mustangs, they were topped by Ryan Techmeyer's 20 points, 14 for Steve O'Neill, 12 for Kyle Nickel, and 10 for Andrew Kristen. Techmeyer got his mostly on mid-range jumpers. He was 8 for 12 from the floor. 8 points for Bryce Cook, 7 for Tanner Miller, 5 for Brody Van Ginkel, 2 for Blake Van Ginkel. That's their total of 84. Rebounds, Morningside got 8 each from Andrew Kristen and Kyle Nickel, and 4 by Steve O'Neill. For the Dort College defenders, they were topped by Tyler Waltersdorf and Leighton Sampson with 5 rebounds each. And then you have 5 players with 3 each. They're Andrew O'Donnell, Patrick Knoblot, Nathan Rindles, Alex Terpstra, and Brian Sumner. Assist total, Steve O'Neill had 5 for the Mustangs. For Dort College, Brian Sumner had 3. Patrick Knoblot had 3. Nathan Rindles and Tyler Waltersdorf each had 2. Let's take a break, and we'll be back visiting with Coach Ross Dalma, Dort College men's basketball coach, right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Trying to put together some final scores before we get to Coach Dalma, and we'll get to those when we wrap it up, but it appears everything's gone final or close to final, and I feel comfortable with calling it. Coach Ross Dalma, you said in the pregame show that it wasn't necessarily a win or a loss that was going to determine the bounce back for your team tonight, but it was going to be effort. Obviously happy with the win tonight. How do you grade out the effort after a night like tonight?
Yeah, Mike, I thought our guys really responded well. I think that started on Monday in practice. We had 2 really good practices. I thought our guys were focused and determined. You know, the challenge now is, can we do this for another 2 days in practice to come out on Saturday? I like to think that we can. When we're focused, we can be a very competitive team in this league. If we're not, we dip to below average fast just because of our makeup. But the guys showed a lot of guts and resiliency here tonight. Obviously, Morningside's an outstanding team. You knew the runs would come. It's a good thing we built up the lead in the first half to give ourselves a chance. We withstood a tremendous rally, but our guys made just enough plays.
In the end, you made just enough free throws. You were able to defend just well enough. But, man, those mid-range jumpers and Ryan Techmeyer made life difficult. There were times I thought the defense was decent. Morningside made some shots.
They did. Tettmeyer's ability to get separation at the 15- to 17-foot mark is really impressive. And, of course, O'Neill is as good a guard as there is. Miller's very savvy. Those three guys can really do some things on the perimeter to get tough shots. And then they've got 2 guys inside who are very physical. And just a tremendous team. They're a very tough matchup. Just very happy for our guys to see that the hard work resulted in a win.
Tyler Waltersdorf ends up with 22 points. It was about midway through the second half. You saw something in the matchup that you liked, and he was able to get the ball and some isolation situations.
Yeah, you know, Tyler, throughout his career, when he's been fresh and healthy, he's really, really good, really versatile. And he just said tonight he really felt good. And the key is to keep him at that mark for a long time, the next hopefully 8 weeks of the season. He really showed some leadership. He really showed some emotional energy that carried over to the rest of the guys. And I thought we just made hustle plays throughout to give ourselves a chance against a team that is extremely talented.
One comment I made partway through the ball game, and I believe it was after Patrick Knoblot got an offensive rebound, he got fouled, and I said The Door College fans always appreciate hard work. They, and more than anything, I would sum it up, they want their teams to play like it means something. Tonight it seemed like your team played like it meant something to them.
They did. You know, it was a character test here today after a frustrating loss on Saturday where we really didn't defend at all against a team that was rolling, playing very well, and is very talented. And they just did an outstanding job of displaying that character. But like I said a moment ago, we got to be able to do that time and time and time again. And that's where we need a little bit of emotional consistency, too, where you can just get yourself to a point where you can peak your performance once every 3 days.
Nebraska Wesleyan coming up on Saturday, raised some eyebrows. They get a win over Hastings tonight, 109-96. This is a team that's putting a lot of points on the board.
They are, and they've won two in a row now, and just play a very unique style where they just run people in and take quick shots early in the possession, and really a hard team to prepare for. It's more or less mentally than anything else because you can't simulate what they do. You just have to be able to go out and make plays and be willing to do it for 40 minutes.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dommel. Let's take one more break, and we'll be back with a final word from the DeWitt right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Four out of the five games have gone final this evening. Midland defeats Concordia 86-76. Briarcliff over Mount Marty 87-62. Nebraska Wesleyan over Hastings 109-96. North College over Morningside 86-84, and Dakota Wesleyan defeats Northwestern at the Corn Palace. Final score there 71-57. The final standings then look like this. The standings at this point look like this. Dakota Wesleyan is 8-1 in the conference. Midland is 7-1. Briarcliff is 7-2. Morningside is 6-3. North College crawls back into fifth place at 5-4. Concordia is 5-6. Northwestern is 3-5 along with Doan. Hastings is 3-6. Nebraska Wesleyan is 2-6. Mount Marty is 0-10. Women's basketball earlier tonight. It was Morningside defeating Dort College 64-37. Hastings defeated Nebraska Wesleyan 78-61. Briarcliff over Mount Marty 77-75. Concordia over Midland 79-59. And it was Northwestern over Dakota Wesleyan 93-88 in double overtime. That will do it for our broadcast of KDCR Sports. For KDCR, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.